A downtown Lafayette restaurant is doubling as a gallery for some local artists in need. As WBAA's Carly Rosenberger reports, what started as a service learning project for Purdue University students quickly transformed into a push to lessen the stigma associated with homelessness.
Above the slick vinyl booths and vintage arcade games at Pete's Diner now hang works of art by many lesser-known artists of the area, current and former homeless men and women of Greater Lafayette. This past year, individuals familiar with homelessness documented their daily lives by snapping pictures with disposable cameras that were provided to them by a Purdue Multimedia writing class. Students wrote a variety of prompts to generate inspiration and met with the artists regularly to discuss the stories behind the photos.
Hey, how are you?
Purdue undergrad Adam Shea says the exhibit's grand opening, held just before Thanksgiving, wasn't originally planned.
And we realized we have all these beautiful photos and narratives that we're creating, and we weren't able to share them. So we wanted to create this event where we could bring it all together and show the community what these people also experience and share their stories.
Lafayette Transitional Housing Services, or LTHC, also encouraged people to submit poems for the gallery event, as well as other works of art. At the unveiling, Tim Manis sits quietly, alone, at a table, numerous poems scattered in front of him. He's been a Lafayette resident his entire life, but he's been sleeping in a tent along the Wabash River for the past 3 months. Even in his current situation, Manis still clings to a positive outlook.
Well, no matter what position you're in, you know, you always got the Lord there.
He began writing 5 years ago, but says he never considered any of his work to be good. He had seen LTHC's flyer on the door of Pete's Diner requesting art submissions, so Manis decided he would enter a piece. His poem, titled Voices of Homelessness, inspired the name of the gallery event.
A warm meal is all I ask, if it's not much of a task. All my life I was a provider, and now I'm an outsider who finally sees what poverty has done to me.
LTHC Development Director Jennifer Shook says she hopes to make the exhibition an annual affair.
So to see the students really shift their idea of what homelessness is and who are the people experiencing homelessness, and they're not bad and they're not scary and they're not at all who I thought they were, has been really a rewarding experience, and I know that that's changed them, and I have confidence that it'll change the kind of lives that they lead.
The poems and works of art will be on view at Pete's Diner on Main Street in Lafayette for about a month. For WBAA News, I'm Carly Rosenberger.